Unit 5, page 54, exercises 2 and 3.
We've all been there. While scrolling through our favorite newsfeed or social media site, the same ads keep popping up again and again. The strange thing is that you'd just been searching online for a similar product. Coincidence? No. The fact is that our online activity is easy to track, and websites, internet providers, and social media sites are all doing it, collecting personal information, then using it to give us personalized advertisements. Today in the studio, we have IT expert Anna Jacobs, who's going to give us some information and advice about internet security. Welcome, Anna.
Thank you. Well, companies say they collect data about people to improve customer experience, so they need to know about your shopping habits and lifestyle. That's not necessarily a bad thing. In a recent survey, 31% of consumers said they wanted a more personalised shopping experience.
So, on the one hand, some customers want more personalisation, but on the other hand, there's concern about online privacy, right?
That's right.
So, how is data collected?
In many ways, and often people are unaware of it. Look at the phone apps and online games that children and teenagers use. Companies might ask kids to do a survey or quiz before playing a game or using an app, with the chance of winning a prize. My advice is don't do these types of quizzes if you want to protect your privacy.
Okay, but what about cookies? What are they and how do they work?
Cookies are small text files that are downloaded to your smartphone or computer when you visit a site. You can choose to accept or decline cookies, but they can be useful. They tell the site when you have returned, so that your shopping preferences and any items in your shopping basket are always there. Most cookies don't have viruses and they cannot install malware, and the information they collect is usually encrypted. But there are also third-party cookies.
Can you explain?
Imagine this. You visit a music webzine and after browsing the content, you click on a banner ad from a sportswear company. When you load the ad onto your computer screen, you are giving it permission to put a third-party cookie onto your computer. The third-party cookie collects information about your browsing habits, and when you visit another site with the same ad, the company opens the cookie to see where you've been.
Oh, so third-party cookies can track your activity across many different sites?
Exactly. And they can sell that information to other companies. That's why you get pop-up ads for products you might be interested in on other sites. But you can block these cookies in your browser's settings. However, there are cookies that are not so easy to spot or block.
Which are?
Flash cookies and zombie cookies. Flash cookies are downloaded when you visit a site that uses Adobe Flash. They are super cookies that can access your location, your photos, and even your messages, and can be permanently stored on your computer. And zombie cookies keep on coming back even when you delete them. Your only option is to use antivirus software to get rid of them.
Okay. Is anyone else out there tracking us?
Well, internet providers also collect information. They know about your browsing history and the posts you share on social media.
Can't we just delete our browsing history?
You can, but it won't work. They'll still have the information. However, there are private search engines that are designed to keep your searches secure, private, and free from trackers.
And what about social media sites?
Social media sites have access to a massive amount of data. They do have privacy policies, so make sure you check them and decline if you're worried about how your information will be used.
Any last words of advice?
Information has value, just like money. Think about who gets that information, how it's collected, and what it's used for. Always think twice before you click OK or accept to an app or a website using your personal information.